Hi, boys and girls. I'm so glad you've joined us today for the Children's Bible Club broadcast. You and I probably have no idea how many other children and adults are joining us for this joyful time together. But if we sing our theme song through with the choir, we'll come to the phrase that says, "Glory, hallelujah, he's coming soon for me." And that's the truth. Jesus is coming back from heaven soon to take his believers home to be with him. After salvation, that's the best news you could hear. I hope you are ready to meet him by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's the choir to sing about our precious Savior. You can sing along too. Choir? Choir. Have you ever visited a museum? Don't you like to see the many items from history that have become very valuable with age? If anyone goes through an old attic or house and they find a very old letter or document written by a famous person, such as a former president or inventor or army hero, that letter or document is very valuable. They have a real find and may auction it off for thousands of dollars. Remember last time, Bible Clubbers, when we talked about a document of the commandments of God? And who wrote out those commandments? Yes, God himself, personally, in his own handwriting, with his own finger, wrote those precious words on a table, like a slate of stone. No handwriting of any man could compare with that. No document or signature of any man could be in any way nearly as valuable as God's word written by his own hand. Yet the children of Israel turned away from it and didn't treasure it. And we can't be too hard on the Israelites when we consider how folks today are turning against God's commandments and not honoring his word. Isn't that sad? When they were so important to God that he would write them out with his own finger? And then he even wrote them out a second time after Moses crashed the first copy. Do you not think that the commandments and all of God's word is important to him when he would go to all that care to give them to us? Oh, may you and I as Bible Clubbers read and study and take God's word to heart. Let's be serious about learning and obeying it. King David, the man God made king in Israel, said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Can you look up the first commandment and memorize it this week? Find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. You can do it. Now, here's the choir before story time. Today's story is Playing Let's Pretend. On summer mornings when school was out, Craig and Christy helped Mother with the work and also tended to their little sister. But in the afternoons, while the baby took her nap, they could play. They could play outdoors, swing on the big bag swing, or go wading in the creek. But the best fun was playing up in the attic. It was full of old stuff. In some old trunks, they found wonderful things to put on to play dress-up. Christy drug out long dresses and wide-brim lacy hats with fine feathers and ostrich plumes. Craig dressed up in Grandpa's long black coat with tails and his stylish derby. Then they went downstairs to parade in all their finery. Baby Ruth sat up with a start when she saw them. Then she pointed her tiny finger and chirped, "Funny!" "Oh, yes," Mother laughed. "They are funny. They're playing Let's Pretend. They aren't really such fine aristocrats. They're just putting on." Another day, the children played pretend again. They painted their faces, donned some funny clothes, and acted like silly clowns. They made little Ruthie giggle and laugh. Even Mother thought they made pretty good clowns. Then, one evening, just as it was about to get dark, they got a keen idea. Little Ruthie was playing in the kitchen while Mother was fixing supper. Ha! Wouldn't it be great fun to scare her? Wouldn't it be fun to see what she would do? Yes. So, outside the house, the children slipped up under the kitchen window. Craig whispered to Christy, "Come on. Duck down low, below the window, so Ruthie can't see us." Oh, this was going to be fun. So, crouching down low, the two reached up above their heads and scratched on the window screen. They waited a few seconds more and then scratched on the screen again. Little Ruthie was frightened and wide-eyed and backed away from the window. Then came the scratch again. Ruthie sidled up to Mother and held on to her skirt. Then the culprits outside rose up with two scary mask faces. When Ruthie saw the two ugly, scary faces at the window, the poor baby let out a scream, hid in Mother's skirt, and cried uncontrollably. Mother ran to the window just in time to see Craig and Christy holding the scary masks over their faces and cackling and giggling. "All right, you two," Mother spoke sternly. "That's enough of this pretend stuff. Give me the masks and come inside at once. We have business to attend." And tend to business she did. Then she said, "Your fakery and make-believe was fun as long as it was open and done in play. But there's no excuse for it when it hurts someone. Worse than that, being a fake is a shameful, awful sin. You remember how Jacob tricked his father and lied to get what he wanted? He dressed up, too, to fool his father. He covered his arms and neck with goatskin, pretending to be his brother Esau. His old blind father got very confused. "You sound like Jacob when you talk," he said, "but your body, your skin, feels like Esau." So he fell for the trick and granted Jacob the blessing. What a lie! What a fraud! Isaac soon discovered the hoax, but worse, God saw the whole sly, crooked scheme. Jacob paid dearly for his deceit, and the consequence of his actions followed him through life. Be sure your sin will find you out. Mother said, "Pretend games are fun, but never be a fake in real life. Don't ever pretend to be something that you're not. Some children go to Sunday school and church and even pretend to be Christians when in truth they've never received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They say they are saved, but they've never been born again. Their pleasant face masks a sinful, disobedient heart, the real person inside. They may fool others, but they cannot fool God. Remember, man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." As the children washed up for supper, they thought a lot about fakes and pretenders, and they searched their own hearts. When they looked in the mirror, they could see their outward appearance, but they wanted to be sure that their inner hearts were clean and right in God's sight. They wanted to be sure that they were ready to meet God. What about you? Are you ready to meet God? If you died today, would you go to heaven? Would you be ready to meet the Lord? Remember that you're a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it's wonderful, it's good news, that Christ died for our sins. Only He can forgive your sin and cleanse your heart. He paid sin's penalty so that you could go to heaven to be with Him when you die. Don't try to fake being a Christian. Become a real child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Accept His gift today. Now, God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.